Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Right now, Syracuse University football is something fans can get excited about. But it wasn't always that way. The program took a big step forward in the mid-80s thanks to the late Dick McPherson. This week, WAER's Tim Scott takes a look at the jump the program took, ultimately landing in the Sugar Bowl back in 1987.
It was New Year's Day 1988, and all eyes were locked on the Louisiana Superdome. The fourth-ranked Syracuse Orange clutched tightly to a 16-13 Sugar Bowl lead over the sixth-ranked Auburn Tigers. With 1 second left, Auburn had the ball deep in Syracuse territory and a chance to win the game. But Tiger coach Pat Dye decided to play conservatively, sending out kicker Wynn Lyle for a 30-yard field goal attempt with a Sugar Bowl title hanging in the balance. 1 year earlier, Syracuse did not get the chance to play in the postseason. The Orange finished the 1986 season with a record of 5-6, a mark that was hampered by 4 straight losses to kick off the campaign. At that point, Syracuse only qualified for 1 bowl game in 6 seasons under head coach Dick McPherson. The quarterback Don McPherson believed it was actions away from the gridiron that actually helped the team develop the most.
We actually attempted to do something as a team that was outside of the game that just brought us together in a different way. And, you know, there were relationships and friendships that sort of came out of a different way of behaving socially.
The seeds for success were planted towards the end of the 1986 season. McPherson guided his team to 4 wins in the last 5 games, including big victories against West Virginia, Pittsburgh, and Navy. Former Syracuse broadcaster Doug Logan notes that McPherson was such an influential player that Coach Mack began the season curbing one of his most stout traditions.
He wore a C on his jersey, but Coach Mack didn't really want his quarterbacks to be captains. The sole exception that I know of was Don McPherson, and that's a great tribute to the complete person that Donnie was.
Well, it certainly didn't hurt that McPherson had one of the strongest offensive arsenals in college football. The Orange offense featured running back duo Robert Drummond and Michael Owens, as well as wide receiving standout Tommy Kane. Even though Syracuse cruised to a 25-11 opening day victory over Maryland, McPherson and the Orange had a unique celebration after the game.
Jake Krauthammer, the AD, came in the locker room after the Maryland game, and he came in and he screamed, "One down," and everyone said, 10 to go, and then he stopped. He said, "One down, one to go."
With the opening day victory out of the way, the Orange just kept on winning.
McPherson gives to Michael Owens. Straight up the middle. He might break it across the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Syracuse!
That's in the eye. McPherson hands off to the second back through. Drummond around the right side. 45-40. Good go. 35-30. One man to beat. 10-yard line. 5. Touchdown, Robert Drummond. A 51-yard run from the junior from Jamesville DeWitt.
McPherson's going to throw. Once again, the pressure's there. He's looking long. He's looking for Rob Moore. Caught at the 25-yard line. Touched inside of the 15. 10-5. Touchdown, Syracuse. Rob Moore from Donnie McPherson. A 72-yard touchdown pass.
And in that 1987 season, Syracuse bested its opponents by nearly 3 touchdowns per game. But the 2 toughest opponents that season would be the 10th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions and the West Virginia Mountaineers. Syracuse rolled past Penn State at the Dome 48-21, but the Orange had a much tougher time dispatching the Mountaineers. Down 31-24 in the fourth quarter, Syracuse needed to pull out a miracle to take home the Schwarzwalder Trophy. Well, a miracle it got as Don McPherson worked his magic against the Mountaineers.
McPherson, lob pass. McPherson, penalty flag goes down. Penalty flag went down on the play. With 10 seconds to go. It is a pass interference call against the Mountaineers, so the touchdown will stand. And the Syracuse Syracuse fans now begin to chant 2-2-2.
And almost like clockwork, McPherson put the icing on the cake.
Donnie McPherson looks to put it in.
Which brings us back to that fateful Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day, 1988. Syracuse was ranked number 4 in the nation, jockeying with heavyweights like Florida State, Miami, and Oklahoma for the chance to be crowned 1987's national champions. SU was on top of Auburn 16-13 with 1 second left to play. To conserve the tie, Auburn coach Pat Dye sent out kicker Wynn Lyle for a 30-yard field goal attempt. Lyle proceeded to boot a shot right down the middle of the uprights, ending the Orange's quest for its first Sugar Bowl win in program history. After the game, Don McPherson remembers a feeling of shock in the locker room.
I don't think it ever crested to anger in the locker room because it was just so stunning. I think we left New Orleans stunned. I know I did. I think we just sort of left there with just an empty feeling that the season had not really ended.
Even though Syracuse could not seal the deal in the Sugar Bowl, the impact of the 1987 squad still resonates 30 years later. Just ask current SU head coach Dino Babers.
To hear what that team did and the things that they've gone through, there's a link. There's a link to the past, and I think they'll appreciate what's going on. I wish we could see it.
No Syracuse team has won 11 games in a season since the 1987 team did so 30 years ago. But that 1987 squad still hangs high in the Syracuse rafters, serving as a star that future Orange teams hope to achieve one day. Tim Sky, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at @WAER Sports.